This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS. I am the world. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Georgiana Shea. Dr. Shea is the CCTI and TCIL chief technologist. That is talk for Transformative Cyber Innovation Lab at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. All of this gets very easy to understand when our subject is ransomware. Georgiana, a very good evening to you. Ransomware has been in the news most recently with a hack of the Colonial Pipeline, or in some fashion, damage that led to the whole country seizing up with anxiety about, will there be enough gasoline for me this weekend? There were suggestions of shortages going on for some time, especially in the East Coast of the United States. And then we learned that there was an exit, and the exit was paying ransom. That got everybody's attention. So, a definition. Ransomware, how does it work? Why does it work? Good evening to you.
Thank you for having me. Well, okay, so what is ransomware? Let's start with that. Ransomware is a type of malicious software that, typically bad guy hackers will deploy to a system to block access to either the whole system or files within the system. And then why is it bad? Well, because you don't have access to your files. And if you're at a hospital or some, time critical, we need to have information right now, and you don't have access to that information, it becomes, in some cases, life and death.
So it is not stealing secrets. It is not lurking on your system to watch. It is, in fact, taking control of your system and denying you access forever, right? Forever. It's gone unless you get it back.
Correct. They go through, the hackers go through, and they encrypt your files so that you can't read them. Once you then pay that ransom to them, then they will give you the key so you can unlock the files, and then you have access to the data again. But, to your point, are they stealing the information? There has been an evolution in ransomware attacks. They will go through first and download your information. They'll exfiltrate it, see what you might have in your files, if there's anything in there they can use for extortion purposes or blackmailing you or ways to coerce you to. You really want to pay this ransomware, or otherwise we're going to publish this information that you had in your systems. And maybe it's your corporate secrets, your secret sauce to your, 7 to 12 spices at KFC. You may not want that information out there. So they'll go through and threaten to publish it if you don't pay the ransom.
What is to be done? So far, I read from your analysis that there are employment of various defensive mechanisms, defending devices, servers, and workstations. Are they effective?
So are protections effective? I always say no. If you can build it, you can break it. Hackers, they make a living going through and thwarting the protections that you put in place for your devices, for your servers, for your computers, for your different protocols that you're using. They find a way around them. So the point of the research that I did was not to go through and identify a protection, a moat or a guard, the gun gates and guards that'll keep out the ransomware, but expect that you're going to be compromised and be able to work through it so you still have access to your data, but the hacker does not have readable versions of your information, and they can't really go through and get the entire files.
To your understanding, is this a growing phenomenon, or the fact that it's been in the news, is it now old-fashioned? What is the sense of, because there is very little reporting on it, and I've become puzzled. Why not, if it's so effective?
Has ransomware been growing?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So, if you go back and look at just the, you know, trending of different attacks, and because it is cyber, it's got a relatively short history, you know, 20 years ago, from 15 years ago to 5 years ago. So definitely in the past couple years, there's been an uptick in ransomware attacks, and it's become very, very profitable at, you know, on average, sometimes $2 million per attack. You know, sometimes there's, factors that feed into that. Now we have cyber insurance. So if a company doesn't have $2 million to pay for ransom, they may have cyber insurance. So hackers can take advantage of that and, you know, break into an organization, go through their files, identify that they do have cyber insurance and determine, okay, they can pay the ransom. So we're going to lock them up and demand that, you know, amount of money.
Now we come to what is to be done. The pilot project is the Transformative Cyber Innovation Lab, which Georgiana directs at the FTD, partnered with SciLogic, a cybersecurity firm. And from my understanding as an amateur, you fragmented, you decentralized, you made it possible that the hackers can't get everything or can't even get to the core of data. How does it work?
Well, so typically, think of a file, you know, you have a file, you have a piece of paper, you know, whatever that, however you want to picture that, and it gets put into a filing cabinet, your server. So if I wanted to break into your system and block access to all of your important information, if you had that one filing cabinet with all of those files in it and I just, you know, locked it up so you can't get to it, then that's your single point of failure, that one location with all of your eggs in one basket. The technique that we proposed and looked at was taking that file, those pieces of paper that you put into your one filing cabinet, and you essentially, you know, rip them up into little tiny pieces, you fragment them, you then encrypt them, and then you you then send them to multiple locations. So not just one filing cabinet, not just one server, but multiple locations within your organization. So it, now it's like an Easter egg hunt, but with little tiny pieces all over everywhere. So now when the attacker breaks in and they lock up that filing cabinet, you're like, well, that's okay, because I still have information throughout the rest of the organization that I can now reconstitute and pull those pieces back together and build. So if the hacker did get access to some of those pieces, they're not readable because they're encrypted, and they're just, you know, pieces of that larger file. So by distributing it, it takes away that single point of failure, that one basket for all of your eggs. And by encrypting it, you ensure that if it was exfiltrated, they can't read it anyway.
Therefore, what you've done is that you've made yourself a hard target. Is that what, as compared to soft targets, so that the way it works in the world of warfare, I'm told, is that if you're a hard target, it's not worth the effort because there's so many soft targets. Is that practically what's happening here? Hard targets are passed by.
I don't know if I would call it hard target versus a soft target, but I would say that you would be implementing a defense in depth. So you're anticipating and adapting, and you are accounting on the adversary breaking into your systems through whatever protections you may have in place, which will happen because there's resources available to those adversaries to you know, go through, find, you know, develop the 0 days, have the manpower, have the time, do what it takes, get into your system, and then now you can continue business as usual without fear of them locking up and blocking you from having access to your information.
It's a wonderful idea. And if I understand correctly, it would be done with software. This is not a hardware problem. This is a document that allows you to fragment, encrypt, and distribute.
Yes. Yeah. It's not a hardware. It'd be more software. So a process and you know, protocols. Yes.
Georgiana, you've solved it. Was it always coming? In a game of in an arms race, there's always a weapon to counter another weapon. Is this it?
I think this is an excellent approach to counter ransomware. Unfortunately, cybersecurity is not a blanket, it doesn't have blanket solutions for everyone. So with every organization, you really have to look at what you're doing, your practices, and build those resilient processes and have those resilient defense techniques in place for your organization. But the way cyber generally works is you put in controls, you follow your NIST guidance, you put in the NIST 800-53 controls. So it becomes more of a compliance versus a let's do some, you know, self-examination and determine how we can be resilient. So, you know, one solution doesn't fit all, but when you look at your own risks, you can develop your risk strategy, and this is the type of solution that would come out of that.
Dr. Georgiana Shea is Chief Technologist for FTD's Center on Cyber and Technology Innovation and Transformative Cyber Innovation Lab. This is CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBSI on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.